A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 30. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. The word that springs out to me from this gospel reading is compassion. Jesus is showing great compassion for those who had been out on the mission, as it were, preaching to the people in various places, and he called them apart to a deserted place for a time of reflection. Traditionally, in the Old Testament and in that part of the world, the desert or the wilderness is a place where God is reflected on and revealed to those pondering him. And it was in Jesus' compassion that he drew his apostles aside to reflect on the great wonder of God. But at the same time, those who were seeking, looking for these wonderful preachers, Jesus went and taught them, listened to them, gave them what they were seeking. This great compassion that we receive gratuitously from God needs to be reflected on frequently in our life nowadays, but also passed on to those around us. This is highlighted in the first reading, which came from Jeremiah. He likens it to the shepherd, how people suffer when they're poor shepherding or lack of shepherding, but then the way they become wonderful people when they're looked after by the shepherd. This comes up again in the second reading for today, the Sunday, 16th Sunday, in the letter to the Ephesians, where hostility is laid down in the presence of Jesus Christ among us, and warring partners become friends again. Also today, this 19th of July, is the feast of Vincent de Paul, a man nearer our own time who showed great compassion on those who were wanting education, wanting the material essentials of life. And those who had plenty, he looked to them in compassion and asked them to help him in that work. And this great work is carried on in so many parts of the world today through congregations Vincent de Paul founded and the wonderful Vincent de Paul mission shops throughout many, many places. This compassion, this giving and receiving, the two-way thing that God grants us, Jesus exemplifies for us, and Vincent de Paul, nearer our own time, shows us to be so essential. And our current Pope, Pope Francis, he's on the ball as well on this matter, declaring next year to be a year of mercy. His mercy and compassion must be close first cousins, I think. But Pope Francis calls mercy the wellspring of joy, serenity, and peace. Mercy, a fundamental law that dwells in the heart of every person who looks sincerely into the eyes of others. And it's the bridge that connects God and human beings, opening our hearts despite our sinfulness. This compassion is greatly needed in the world of international politics and conflicts. that is needed, I think, at home level, at domestic level, and in our national level. So let us pray sincerely to this God of compassion, that we may be enriched by reflecting on the gratuitous compassion bestowed on us, and be inspired to share a little of that with those around us.